Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to take a trip around the National Football League and catch up with the teams that define the 2025 trade deadline in the National Football League. Let's take our first trip of the day to New York City to be joined by Jake Asman. He is with ESPN 880 covering the Jets. Jake, how you doing today, my man?
What's up, Carrington? Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, man. Let's start with this. What have the last 24 hours been like? I think we knew that the Jets were going to be major players. I didn't know they were trading Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I think everyone was shocked about that. I think the reaction to the Quinnen Williams trade, we were more shocked at just the return for a guy who's not having a great year and seemingly didn't want to be with the Jets anymore. And I don't think anyone can blame him with the amount of losing he's experienced. But Sauce seemingly came out of nowhere just because there were no rumblings of this. He had wanted to be a Jet. They just gave him a huge extension before training camp this year. So certainly crazy. And the fact that, you know, they made these moves and now all of a sudden you still got 9 games to go and the team's at 1-7. There's just so many just immediate impacts of these deals. And then the big picture with all the picks, you know, that obviously will define the Aaron Glenn, Darren Mooji tenure now as they're trying to rebuild this thing.
I want to get to the trades here coming up momentarily, but I got two things before we get there. Number one, are you surprised that the Jets are this bad? I didn't think they were going to be good this year. I also didn't think they could quite possibly be the worst team in the league. Are you surprised they're this bad?
Very surprised. And I think anyone, the Jets' new spin is, you know, they're trying to, you know, build it their way. But that's not what they said. That's not what Aaron Glenn said when he took over. You know, he said this is not a rebuild. You know, Quinnen Williams actually, he tweeted after the Jets released Aaron Rodgers. He said, I guess I'm headed for another rebuild. And Aaron Glenn was asked about that at the Combine. And he said, I spoke with Q. I told him this is not a rebuild. We're here to win now. And we're looking forward to it. That was his exact quote. And today, Aaron Glenn, being asked about trading away two franchise cornerstones, said, hey, you said you wanted to win now. You said before the regular season started, your goal is to have a team Jet fans are proud of. And Glenn's latest response today to that was, well, I never said when they were going to be proud. Exactly. So, you know, this season's been an unmitigated disaster. The record's the record, but how they've looked, how non-competitive they've been in a lot of these games, it's been a major surprise because there is talent on this team. The reason they were able to get what they got for both Sauce and Quinnen and why teams were interested in Brees Hall, Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald, Quincy Williams, who they ended up not trading, is because there is legitimate talent on this team, but they've been so horribly coached that it's led to, you know, this 1-7 record. And then obviously the quarterback situation, Justin Fields, outside of really just 2 games, has been one of the worst starters in the league this year.
What percentage chance would you put it at that Aaron Glenn is not the head coach next year? We have certainly seen coaches only get 1 year, unable to turn things around. That just happened with the team in your division, with the New England Patriots. Are you certain that Aaron Glenn's going to be back next year? What percentage would you put it that the Jets just go in another direction again?
I think it's at least 90% after yesterday. You know, I'm someone who was certainly advocating for Glenn to be one and done if they did finish with the worst record in the sport because of some of this talent we talked about and how they've completely changed the expectations that they set originally about being competitive and how it's not a rebuild. And now, though, after what they did yesterday, I just don't think you give the head coach and the general manager the opportunity to make these trades yesterday if you're not sold on their vision to rebuild the team now, right? To obviously draft a quarterback very high in the offseason. So, you know, I would have told you before these deals, hey, there is a chance if it continues to look ugly, they finish with 1 or 2 wins, you have the top pick, maybe you do make Aaron Glenn a coach who's fired after a year and you get a real offensive coach for your young quarterback you're going to pick. But after yesterday, I think the chance of that happening is basically none. I think they could finish 1-16 now, Carrington, and Aaron Glenn's going to be back. Because here's the thing with the Jets' power structure, right? Glenn is the head decision maker. While Darren Mooji's the GM, who's the one actually on the phone with teams negotiating these trades, there's not a move that gets made that Aaron Glenn is not signing off on. He is the ultimate personnel decider. He's the head coach. He's got more power than any coach the Jets have hired since Bill Parcells back in 1997. And whether or not that's smart, I mean, to be determined. So far, certainly not. But Woody Johnson loves the guy, and he doesn't want to fire him. And I think after yesterday, he's fully on board with this new plan the Jets have of getting these picks and rebuilding it.
Right now, we're talking to Jake Asman. He is with ESPN 880 in New York. We're going to take closer looks at teams that define the trade deadline this week in the National Football League. So let's get to the players. Let's get to Sauce Gardner. I think he's one of the five best corners in the league. I'm not sure if he's the same corner that he was a couple of years ago when I think he was arguably the best corner in the National Football League. I also just think that this is an offer that you can't pass up. If you get two first-round picks, you also get A.D. Mitchell, who I think could be a decent receiver in the National Football League, and you're also a team that's not going anywhere and needs a quarterback, I don't think you can afford to pass up on this trade offer if it's put before you. So I think it's a good move by the Jets to trade Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
I agree with you. And look, Sauce is someone that, you know, I no fault of his own, you know, he became expendable because of the offer, because of the fact they didn't win anything with him. It wasn't because of him. While he might not be, you know, the first team all pro he was his first and second year, he's still having another really good season for the Jets. He probably would be a second team all pro right now if the voters had to decide on it. So he's a really good player. But when you don't have a quarterback and you're sitting there at 1-7 and you get an opportunity to get two first round picks for a non-QB, you have to do it, because the reality is this. You know, Sauce Gardner is really good, but he's been really good the last couple of years, and the most wins the Jets have experienced during his time with the team has been 7 wins in 2022 and 2023. So it's a shame, because he was a great teammate. He was great with the fans. He was great in the community here. He was probably the most popular player on the team besides Garrett Wilson. But ultimately, I think the return was just too good to pass up, so I understand why the Jets did what they did.
Jake, did something go wrong in New York? Because you very rarely see a team make the financial commitment that the Jets just made 3-4 months ago for Sauce Gardner, and now they're just happy to let him walk away. Did something happen behind the scenes that we don't know about?
I think what happened here was, if you look at the way Sauce Gardner's contract was structured, the Jets, to their credit, their capologist actually made it possible for them to do something like this. The way they structured Sauce's bonuses in his contract, the first-year bonus, relatively small, meaning the dead cap charges that the Jets incur, there's nothing significant until 2027 and 2028. So they had the opportunity to do something like this. Darren Mooji, when he spoke with reporters yesterday, referenced how the contract was structured in case they wanted to get out of it. I don't think they intended to get out of it. I just think they put that in there just in case. I think the reason the Jets were able to get some of these things in Sauce's deal, it was very important to Sauce that he'd be the highest-paid corner in the league, that he would surpass Derek Stingley Jr., who was at $30 million. So if you look at Sauce's AAV, it's $30.1 million. So I think part of the compromise was how they structured this contract to have the flexibility to do something like what they did yesterday. I don't think it was part of the plan, but at 1-7 and you're getting two first-round picks, I think at that point Sauce became expendable, because they recognized without a quarterback, this team's not going to go anywhere anyway.
Right now, we're talking to Jake Asman for a few more minutes here, just getting his take on what the Jets did at the NFL trade deadline. Let's talk about the move that sent Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys. I did think we knew that Quinnen Williams could be had. A little bit surprised at the Cowboys. They didn't want Micah Parsons, but now they're willing to trade a first-round pick and take on the contract with Quinnen Williams. The Cowboys, they very rarely make.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Makes sense.
It was shocking to me that they gave up what they did. I'm not shocked Quinnen was traded, because, look, he's been here 7 years. He's been through Adam Gase and Robert Saleh and Jeff Oberg and now Aaron Glenn telling him it's not a rebuild. Well, they're 1-7, and now guess what? They're rebuilding. So, you know, Quinnen Williams was an awesome player. But unfortunately, similar to Sauce, he's never going to get to experience really what winning in New York could be like, because the Jets have been so bad during his time. The fact that they were able to get a second and a first, to me, was stunning. You look at recent defensive tackle trades, usually you don't get a first, especially for a guy who's not known for sacking the quarterback, right? Like, Quinnen Williams has not had a great year rushing the passer. He's still elite against the run, but the first-team all-pro version of himself we have not seen in a few years now. He's still under contract, but only $5 million in guarantees left, so he's going to want to rework it. And I just don't think the Jets were going to be able to rework that deal for the long haul for him. So I thought that this was something that if it didn't happen at the deadline, it would be something that would play out in the offseason. But the fact that the Cowboys at 3-5-1 were this aggressive, it stunned us here in New York because we were not expecting the Jets to be able to get what they got for Quinnen. So that to me was probably the best value of any of the trades that happened in the NFL, because once again, Quinnen Williams is a really good player, but he's not a game changer. He's not a game wrecker. He hasn't been that in a few years. So to get a first and a second, it was stunning to, I think, a lot of Jet fans.
Which player are you more surprised is still on the Jets? Is it Jermaine Johnson or Breece Hall?
I'm more surprised that it's Breece Hall because he's going into the last year of his deal. I know the Jets have said they want to keep him, but you know, Breece is a guy who you could tell the losing has really impacted him. He's been frustrated with the way things have played out. Whereas Jermaine is under contract for one more year on the fifth-year option. He has openly talked about how badly he wants to turn things around here. He even sent out a long message yesterday. So, you know, the Jets could have traded Jermaine Johnson and got a second-round pick. They said they wanted more if they were going to do it. And ultimately, I think it was the right move to not trade, a premium pass rusher who's still getting better coming off his Achilles injury from last year. With Breece, to me, if you're not going to trade him, you now almost have to extend him. You have to keep him, whether you use the transition tag on him in the offseason or you work out an extension. If you're not going to trade him, you have to extend him, because if you just let him now walk for nothing, I mean, the comp pick you're going to get in 2027 in all likelihood is not going to be greater than like a sixth rounder. So, the fact that they apparently had a fourth on the table from at least one, if not more teams, and they didn't do it, no one was willing to meet their asking price of a third, it surprised me, just because now there's a lot of uncertainty whether or not he's even going to be here next year. And if you're going to lose him for nothing, I think that's a poor decision.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you surprised that the Jets were so steadfast on getting a third-round pick, to use a ticket analogy? You know, we've all tried to sell tickets, and let's say you want to get 75 apiece, but the best offer is 60 bucks. I mean, it's better to sell the tickets for 60 bucks than to eat the tickets and then not go to the show. So your point, what you just made about Breece Hall, at this point, he has to be on the team next year to justify that you tried to kind of strong arm everybody and tried to get a third round pick.
Yep, completely agree. And I hope that they do look at this as an opportunity to now keep him, because regardless which quarterback the Jets are going to take next year, any rookie quarterback can benefit from having a very good running back. If Breece Hall, maybe the guy we once upon a time thought could be the best in the league after he was having this unbelievable rookie year before he tore his ACL. No, but he's still a damn good player. And we saw that in the Jets went over the Bengals, where he was throwing a game-winning touchdown among running for a touchdown in that game and being the Jets' best offensive weapon. So he's a good football player, and he's someone that I think Aaron Glenn personally really likes. It's just a matter of, does one, he want to be here, and two, if he does want to be here, can you get a deal done with him? Because using the franchise tag on him, it's a lot of money for a running back who's good but not great. So it's a fascinating situation. But to your point, I almost feel like you have to now get him on the team for next year if you chose not to trade him for whatever you could have got for him at the deadline yesterday.
That is our guy, Jake Asman, joining us on the show today. He is with ESPN 880 in New York. The Jets, by far and away, they were the busiest team at the deadline. They traded Sauce Gardner. They traded Quinnen Williams. They did not trade Jermaine Johnson and Breece Hall. Jake, I look forward to talking to you in a couple months when we figure out who the Jets are going to take at quarterback with the number one overall pick.
Oh, you know where this goes, man. You guys at Kansas City, you guys get to actually experience winning and winning Super Bowls. We win the offseason every year, so it must be nice. I'm very jealous.
Well, you know what? Go Knicks, man. We appreciate you, Jake. Thanks for popping on today, my man.
Let me say this. Thank God for the Knicks. Appreciate you, character.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.